W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. More demonstrations are taking place on campuses calling for an end to fighting in Gaza. Police have made arrests at NYU and Yale. And as CBS's Meg Oliver reports in New York,
concerns about safety continue to embroil Columbia University. With classes remote only, some Jewish students and faculty say the environment has only escalated.
Jewish students are petrified to go onto campus.
Former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan is in full swing. CBS's Robert Costa on opening statements.
What the defense argued through the Trump lawyer Todd Blanche is that Trump ultimately wasn't really a participant in any scheme. All he was doing was paying his lawyer, Michael Cohen. The prosecution is saying that's not true. Yes, Trump might have called it legal fees when he made his payment to Cohen, but he knowingly was a participant in a scheme to cover up payments to Stormy Daniels with the intent of blocking any kind of coverage of his alleged sexual encounter years ago.
The first and only witness today was David Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer and a longtime Trump friend who prosecutors say agreed to help Trump's campaign identify negative stories about him. The Supreme Court is considering whether cities can ban people from sleeping outside when there is no shelter space. CBS's Carter Evans.
This all started in Grants Pass, Oregon, a small town that basically wanted to enforce some public camping laws to keep people from camping in a public park. And they were taken to court. They were sued by some individuals who basically said, you're violating our Eighth Amendment rights against cruel and unusual punishment.
On this Earth Day, CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys, Jennifer DePinto, breaks down how pollsters responded when asked how well they think presidential nominees have addressed climate issues.
Looking among the broader public, not just those who call climate change very important, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are running about even when asked whose approach to climate change they prefer. Trump has an edge on U.S. energy policy. Independents lean a bit more toward Trump's approach than Biden's on these issues.
A pharmacist group and the Utah Drug Information Service report that the first quarter of the year, there were over 300 active medication shortages. CBS's Erica Brown.
Speaking to medical health professionals, they tell me medications used to treat ADHD are among the most widely impacted. That can be extremely disruptive to people who need these medications.
U.S. health and weather officials unveil a new color-coded system to warn Americans about heat danger. Magenta describes weather so hot that it threatens everyone. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee wins game one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Indiana Pacers had beat the Bucks 4 out of 5 games this year, and with Giannis injured and unable to play, the odds were against the Bucks. But Chris Middleton stepped up with 23 points as the Bucks held on to win 109-94 over the Pacers. Damian Lillard scored 35 points just in the first half. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He carried us. He was unbelievable. You know, we worked on setting picks just to give him room. It was really good.
Game 2 in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight after sweeping the Cardinals over the weekend with a 2-0 shutout over the Birds, thanks to pitchers like Colin Ray, Brian Hudson, and catcher William Contreras.
You know, Colin's very, very consistent, and when he's not, William pulls him in to give us 5+, and then the job that Huddy did, you know, a little bit underrated, you know, like, you know, he almost didn't make the team out of spring training, and that kid's been great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers around during the overnight, mostly cloudy skies and breezy, lows near the 50-degree mark. More showers and thunderstorms will be possible on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy winds, highs in the upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brewers tickets for Friday. You could be the winner. We hear from the mother of an organ donor and an organ recipient from Versity. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the 44th Earth Day. It's Monday. It's the beginning of a brand new week. We got a lot to talk about. Should MAGA Mike avoid high windows now that the Kremlin's seriously pissed off at him? Also, what about Trump's bond in the, in that whole fraud case? And is Gavin Newsom running for president? And what to expect from opening arguments, well, what we just heard from opening arguments in the Trump trial. Also, why homelessness stalks America like the Grim Reaper. We'll talk about all that stuff in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of the program, what the hell is going on in Louisiana with child labor? This is getting weird. And are they doing it because they don't want migrants, or are they doing it because they really just don't want their kids to go to school and get educated and maybe turn into Democrats? I don't know. We'll talk about it in the second hour. Actually, I have some theories. Also, is the Supreme Court going to help Trump? We'll talk about that in the second hour. And geeky science, the cicadas are coming in a big way. First time this particular experience that we're going to have this year, the first time since 1803 when Thomas Jefferson was president. And finally, a new study shows how 50 years of tax cuts have failed America. We'll get into that in the third hour. And Senator John Ossoff nails it. And Republican Senator John Kennedy is the new Lieberman-style advocate for the health insurance industry in the Senate, helping them keep their obscene profits. So we got a lot to talk about here today. Let's just dig right into it. First of all, the Kremlin is seriously pissed off at Mike Johnson. I used to call him Moscow Mike. I got to come up with a new name for him now. I guess we'll go back to MAGA Mike. The decision by the United States, he says, this is a quote from Dmitry Peskov. He's one of Putin's closest friends, and he's the official spokesman for the Kremlin. He says, this decision will make the United States of America richer, further ruin Ukraine, and result in the deaths of even more Ukrainians, and the fault of the Kyiv regime. He says the allocation, now this is another foreign ministry spokesperson, Maria Zelatarova. She said the allocation of military assistance by the United States to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan will aggravate the global crisis. Yes, Russia, you're not gonna get what you want. You would, an economy the size of Italy and a lot of unusable land, I get that. Medvedev, Putin's alter ego, he says, I cannot with all sincerity not wish it, the United States to plunge into a new civil war as quickly as possible. This is the Russians' big hope, right? This is Putin's big hope that he can start a civil war here in the United States. He's been having his troll factory at the Internet Research Agency, literally hundreds of thousands of Russian trolls pretending to be Americans all over Facebook and particularly Twitter or X, all over social media, echoing and prompting and promoting right-wing talking points and pro-Putin talking points. They pop up all over the place. I've even got one on my own, you know, over at HartmanReport.com, you know, was constantly spouting Putin talking points. Very strange stuff. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom, I'm telling you, this guy is running for president, not in 2024, in 2028. And I think, you know, right now, as a result of all the efforts that he's undertaking, he's the governor of California, of course, Democratic governor of California. I think he's probably one of the leading contenders. Yes, in all probability, you know, Kamala Harris will get the nod, but you never know. I mean, you know, everybody thought that, you know, Barack Obama's vice president, Joe Biden, was going to get the nod at the end of Obama's presidency. And Obama just basically, you know, stabbed Biden in the back and said, no, no, it's going to be Hillary Clinton. So, well, he kind of owed the Clinton dynasty because they helped him become president in the first place. I get all that. I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying, you know, stranger things have happened, right? So anyhow, Gavin Newsom is doubling down on his campaign to blister red states about abortion access rights. Christopher Caldego and over at Politico unveiling a new TV ad set to air in Alabama Monday. So here is part of that ad without the credits at the end. Here is part of that ad that Gavin Newsom is going to be rolling out in Alabama. This is actually a big news story because, like I said, I think this is the beginning of Newsom's 2028 presidential campaign. What say you? Here it is. This is two women driving in a car.
Almost there.
Mother and daughter.
We're going to make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action.
There you go. I mean, you know, that's basically the ad. It's a short one. And it's aimed at a piece of legislation that is before the Alabama legislature right now that would criminalize driving a young woman specifically, out of the state to get an abortion. He's paying for this through his Campaign for Democracy PAC. And, you know, he's got a similar ad in Tennessee with a different woman and daughter and a slightly different story. She's being handcuffed to a hospital gurney and pleading for help. Oklahoma and Idaho have already passed laws making it a crime to transport a woman out of the state. So, you know, which is interesting because Idaho is the state next door here to Oregon, and our governor here in Oregon has just come right out and said to people from Idaho, you know, our abortion clinics in Oregon are open to you. Feel free. But that's a crime. If anybody were to say that in Idaho, that's a friggin' crime. Meanwhile, the opening arguments were made in the Trump trial this morning, and then they adjourned because one of the jurors has a dental emergency, and so they had to, you know, stop the whole trial for the day. You know, things happen, right? This is not abnormal. But the prosecutors laid out the case. They said basically this is a case about Donald Trump trying to essentially steal the 2016 election by preventing America from knowing who he really was. That he's the kind of guy who has sex with a porn star while his, you know, right after his wife gave birth. Now, I'm not sure if the judge allowed them to talk about right after his wife gave birth part. He's already said that, the Karen McDougal case can't talk about the relationship to when Melania was giving birth because he thinks that's going to be prejudicial. This judge is just going, bending over backwards, going out of his way to give Donald Trump as many, you know, mulligans, as many passes as possible, frankly, to diminish the possibility of a successful appeal. I mean, it's very clear that that's what he's up to. And the prosecutor, you know, Alvin Bragg, his people, the case that they made that's where I started, is that this is about election interference. He committed a crime to cover up that election interference. The crime is a bookkeeping crime, and we will prove this with documents. It's ultimately a case about documents, although you will be hearing testimony. Trump's lawyers got up and said Trump did nothing wrong. It's not against the law to have somebody sign a non-disclosure agreement. And by the way, he didn't have that affair with Stormy Daniels. He was just trying to clear the air and, you know, quack, quack, quack. So interestingly, there were a few objections during the case, so far it's just pretty straightforward. It's pretty much exactly what we expected. No surprises, to the best of my knowledge. And I'll be checking the news at the bottom of the hour, and if there's anything more, I'll fill you in. But the first witness, it was supposed to be today, it will be tomorrow now, apparently is going to be David Pecker, the former CEO of the National Enquirer, and the guy who worked out this catch-and-kill scheme with Donald Trump. So, oh, and finally, New York prosecutors in the Trump fraud case, his tax and insurance fraud case, are saying that they want the judge, and this is another in another courtroom today, they want the judge to reject this bond from Knight Specialty Insurance Company so that Letitia James, a week from today, can begin seizing Trump's properties.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
As they say, the plot thickens. We'll be back. What's going on with homelessness in America? Stay tuned. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice Up Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator, Gaylord Nelson, created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here, right?
Substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books? If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. It's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you can get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins, everything you need to grow, all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free. Just go to netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. And welcome back. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about a case which is very much not in the news today, and I think it's because, although probably it'll pick up this afternoon after oral arguments, but I think it's because the Trump trial is sucking up all the oxygen, you know, all the air in the room. Our national media, typically what they do is they pick five or six stories, and then every single show, every hour, all day long, just repeats those five or six stories. Which, you know, doesn't work to our to the benefit of having an educated, informed electorate to begin with. But when there's, quote, big news, you know, whether it's the OJ trial or Trump's trial, I mean, here we are, right? When there's salacious news, anything involving sex in particular, then basically the news only does one story, and that one story that they're doing hour after hour today is going to be the Trump trial. But all that said, this afternoon, the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on a case out of Oregon, out of Grants Pass, Oregon, which is a little town down near the California border. In fact, my brother-in-law and mother-in-law used to live there. And it's a nice little town, except that they really don't like homeless people. It's like... This from the Oregonian, our statewide newspaper, quote, this is about the city council, the Grants Pass City Council. They discussed putting homeless people in their old jail, creating an unwanted list, posting signs at the city border, or driving people out of town. Currently, officers patrol the city nearly every day, handing out $295 citations to people who are camping or sleeping on public property or for having too many belongings with them. The bottom line is here that this explosion in homelessness is creating two parallel crises in America. One is obviously the crisis of homelessness itself. And what's amazing is there's an estimated 600,000 homeless people in the United States. There are an estimated 24 million empty homes in America. Most of them, or at least many of them, at least 5 million of them, owned by foreign investors who bought these homes simply to sit on them as a way of getting money out of their own country. You know, unstable regimes, regimes where you just don't know, you know, what's gonna happen. You know, in fact, the countries in order, the countries that whose citizens own the most American real estate are China, Canada, Mexico, India, and Colombia, interestingly. And but the big deal here in the United States, that's a problem that we need to do something about. I mean, that's about 5 million homes. But the bigger problem now is that what we have is these giant New York hedge funds and investment funds that are buying up property like there's no tomorrow. I mean, this is in the one little suburb of Spring Hill, it's a suburb of Nashville. It's called Spring Hill. And this is from the Wall Street Journal. In all of Spring Hill, four firms own nearly 700 houses. On the first Tuesday of each month, writes the Wall Street Journal, this is in Atlanta, it, quote, investors toted duffels stuffed with millions of dollars in cashier's checks made out in various denominations so they wouldn't have to interrupt their buying spree with trips to the bank. Seriously, they're just stripping neighborhoods of families, of single-family homes, and then raising the rent. In Spring Hill, the Wall Street Journal documented how in just a couple of years, after these big New York firms bought up all this housing stock in Spring Hill, the average rent went from $1,000 a month for a three-bedroom house to $1,770 a month. And, I mean, this is just normal, I guess. Ryan Dezember, in his book Underwater, How Our American Dream of Home Ownership Became a Nightmare, writes about this family trying to buy a home in Phoenix. Jacobs was bewildered, writes December. Who was this aggressive bidder? Every time they made a bid, somebody outbid them. And then it turns out it was the Blackstone Group, now America's the world's largest real estate investor. At the time, they were buying $150 million worth of American houses every week, trying to spend over $10 billion. And that's just a drop in the bucket. In 2018, one out of every 10 homes sold in America was sold to a corporation. And a quote, between 2006 and 2016, when the home ownership rate fell to its lowest level in 50 years, the number of renters grew by about a quarter. And this all exploded when Morgan Stanley, in the wake of the Trump housing crash, the 2008 housing crash, in 2011, published a white paper saying that the hot new investment was residential housing. And suddenly everybody got into it. There's ETFs for this. It's a thing now. And, you know, the consequence of this is that as a result, people can't afford houses. I'll give you one more piece of detail on this on the other side of the break, what my father bought a house for and how things have changed since the 1950s. It's really shocking. And then I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. On-campus pro-Palestinian demonstrations have some Jewish students and faculty fearing for their safety. CBS's Meg Oliver is at Columbia University in New York.
Columbia has more than doubled its security presence. The NYPD has also stepped up patrols outside. And for the foreseeable future, only students and staff are allowed on campus after scanning their IDs.
The prosecution has begun presenting its case in the New York criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. CBS's Robert Costa's there.
Inside the court, room, the scene was austere and grim, with Trump mostly mum as he watched the proceedings. But inside his inner circle, there is real fear that this jury could convict him.
The nation's high court will decide if laws that bar homeless people from sleeping outside are constitutional. CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court today really seemed to be struggling with what to do in the case involving homeless individuals in Grant Pass and, frankly, homeless people across the nation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris unveils the Biden administration's new standards for nursing home staffing at a stop in La Crosse. She points out a lot of caregivers are women of color.
There are people in our country right now that are suggesting that to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bad thing. Because they may not want conversations like this to occur.
The new rules mandate a minimum number of hours that staff members spend with residents. They also require a registered nurse to be available around the clock. Today is Earth Day. The theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. This week, negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Canada to work out a plastic pollution treaty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Can you imagine shooting a film for 78 days with 200 stunt workers? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga director, George Miller, did just that. But it wasn't the whole movie. It was only a 15-minute action sequence. Insiders say the scene is so intense in the Furiosa prequel that Miller might have topped what he did in Mad Max Fury Road. The film will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 15th and hits theaters in the U.S. on May 24th. And actors can sometimes be dramatic news. Giancarlo Esposito says he considered planning his own murder for the life insurance money so he could take care of his family. IndieWire reports that before the five-time Emmy nominee landed the role of Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, he was so down from being unemployed as an actor, he gave it serious thought. Ultimately, Esposito decided he'd rather be in his kids' lives, even without money. If he had decided to hire someone to off himself, it might have been nice if he tried to hire a fellow out-of-work actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers around during the overnight, mostly cloudy skies and breezy, lows near the 50-degree mark. More showers and thunderstorms will be possible on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy winds, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 58.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's America. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show and we talk yacht rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The first witness testifies for more than 20 or 30 minutes. But Judge Marchand allowed David Pecker to come to the stand, and he testified about how it works, you know, what a source is, what checkbook journalism is, how the National Enquirer works, how any amounts paid to a source over $10,000 had to be personally approved by him, that they've got people, insiders who work in hotels and lawyers who work for celebrities and things like that. You know, et cetera, et cetera. So I think probably they're now in adjournment, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30. Yeah, because it's 12:30 now, 12:35 on the East Coast. Although I don't have a specific they've adjourned, but I'm sure they will any minute. If they haven't already, if they haven't in the last couple of minutes. I did hear somebody say that Trump had left the building. The other story that I just wanted to flag for you, this is Tennessee Volkswagen workers vote to join the UAW. This is a big deal. This is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is one of the right to work for less states. You recall back in 1947, there was this 1 2-year period between 1932 and 1996 where the Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate. And that was this 1 2-year period when Harry Truman was president. It was kind of the one and only backlash, as it were, to the New Deal. And in that year, 47, Congress passed, Republicans in Congress, over the veto of Harry Truman. He vetoed it, and they shoved it through anyway. Passed what was called the Taft-Hartley Law. The Taft-Hartley Law said that individual states could choose to basically screw unions, to make it really, really hard for unions to operate by requiring, by making union dues optional, essentially, so that you get what's called free riders, people who benefit from the union contract, people who by law the union has to negotiate on behalf of, and yet they no longer pay any dues to the union. And that, you know, these free rider options, these right to work for less legislation, which has been passed in every single one of the red states and still lives on in probably a quarter to a third of the blue states that were once red states, has just crippled union activity historically. Well, now, even in the face of right to work for less, because Tennessee is a right to work state, This Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga looks like it's going to be unionized. 73 to 27 was the vote. And Zachary Costello, a trainer of VW's proficiency room, says, "We saw the big contract the UAW workers won at the big three, and that got everybody talking. You see the pay, the benefits, the rights UAW members have on the job. You see how that would change your life. That's why we voted overwhelmingly for the union. Once people see the difference a union makes, there's no way to stop them." Now, the governor, the Republican governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, was completely opposed to this. And, in fact, he made a public statement. He said, "Today I join fellow governors in opposing the UAW's unionization campaign. A successful unionization drive will stop this growth in its tracks to the detriment of American workers." But the workers weren't having it. Now there was Texas State Representative Justin Jones. He said, despite pressure from Governor Lee, this is the first auto plant in the South to unionize since the 1940s. This incredible victory for labor will transform Tennessee and the South. And that would have been, you know, before Taft-Hartley, before 1947. Bernie Sanders, a huge victory, not only for UAW workers of Volkswagen, but for every worker in America. The tide is turning. Workers all across the country, even in our most conservative states, are sick and tired of corporate greed and are demanding economic justice. I think it's a great push for the entire South, and people will follow suit. The next one that's going to be up is a Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama. The election there is going to be May 13 through the 17. There's about 10,000 non-union car makers who have signed union cards since this organizing drive began. Sean Fain, the new UAW president, you know, quite a hellraiser. This guy is taking names and kicking ass. So, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
I am great, but I'll get better. How about you?
Well, that's good to hear. I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking. Before I begin, I wanted to mention, you said that Speaker Johnson was talking about his, some sort of test for office, I believe. Is that right?
I don't recall. Give me more details.
Well, something about a moral test or something about whether a person's Christian enough to be in office. Is that right? Were they sitting there wanting to propose that now? The Republicans?
Was this last week that I said this?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you mentioned something a little bit ago.
Not today. Not to the best of my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to just add that I think there should be a psychological going on.
All right, Stephen, we can't use language like that on the air. And now I've got to flag you for future calls, too. You can't. And my apologies if any of that got through. It takes me a minute to log these things. Okay, Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Some people can't control the F-bombs. I don't get this.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, it's...
Yeah, so, yeah... Well, you know, that that's kind of on the issue of what I want to call about is this level of vitriol among these Trump supporters who call in. You know, you look at Luke Beasley's interviews. I don't know if you know Luke Beasley.
Never heard of him.
No, but
keep going.
Anyway, he does a lot of interviews with Trump supporters and David Packman has been on his show regularly, mm-hmm. and it's pretty amazing that the sheer level of bile among these people.
Yeah. Well, that's what Trump has done. I mean, Trump is a hateful guy, and so the hateful people of America rally around him. They're like, he's one of us.
Yeah, well, sure. Well, I think it goes, the thing that I'm thinking about, and I bouncing it off of you, is that I think this goes a little bit deeper than just sheer white supremacy. And I think Freud called it the death drive. Carl Jung called it the shadow side of humanity, mm-hmm. where I think there might be something among the human psyche that wants to burn it all down.
Yeah, it could be. I suspect it's. My guess is that it has more to do with my tribe versus your tribe, and you know that.
Well, you're more of a Rousseauian than I am.
More of a what?
Rousseauian.
Oh yeah, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, probably. But I, you know, my point was that the ultimate. Way or the easy, the lazy way to define tribe is by race. And, you know, sure. That person doesn't look like us, so can't be a member of our tribe. And tribalism is buried deep in us. I mean, you know, as you see it in primates, you know, chimpanzee troops, for example, they're essentially tribes.
Yeah,
and they know their own, and they know who's not their own, right? And they will kill those who are not their own. And we've got those genes. So all it takes is somebody like Trump to say, okay, I'm going to activate that gene in you. And boom, you've got this tribalism that translates into violence.
Or violent rhetoric. But sure, but I mean the this is not relegated to primates.
No, not entirely, but my point is that I think that, you know, what's going on here is that some of our deepest triggers, some of our deepest instincts are being manipulated and have been historically by fascist movements. You know, the yep. main message of a fascist movement is always be afraid, be afraid, be afraid of them. And we are the only ones who will protect you from them. And there has to be a them for a fascist movement to exist. In the case of Trump, it's, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa. In other words, black people and progressives.
Well, primates don't put each other in concentration camps.
No, but they will kill each other. Chimpanzee troops do do occasionally go on essentially genocidal raids. And so do humans. So do humans.
Sure.
Yep. Brandon, thanks for the call. Fascinating. 44 minutes past the hour, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour in just a few seconds. We'll be back with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Tomorrow in the Trump election interference trial, I won't call it a hush money trial, David Pecker is going to resume his testimony, and there'll be the hearing about the gag order. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice Up Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, no pills to swallow. They taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews supports healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S, .com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. GetSuperBeats.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, and protect your heart. GetSuperBeats.com, code TOM. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I wanted to comment on MAGA Mike and the Kremlin. Yeah, I don't think this isn't over by a long shot, because Dmitry Peskov, he said that all this deal is going to do is make America richer and thousands of more people die. Now, everybody's going to say, look, Dave, you're being unfair. English is his second language. He didn't mean richer. But I think he did. I think this
He was
whole,
talking about the military-industrial complex.
Well, yes.
And which is where most of that money is going to go.
Well, everything is getting wrapped up in virtue signaling from the authoritarian perspective. And I listen to right-wing media, Tom, and you would not believe the things they're saying about Zelensky. Callers, okay? I mean, they call in and say most of the money is going to go to – he's buying castles. He's buying castles for everybody, his parents, his cousins. All right, and then it goes all the way over to, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who just parrots – Russian talking points.
Right.
Okay?
She's now concerned about Russian speaking people in Hungary.
Well, right.
Out of the mouth of Vladimir Putin.
Well, right. And if you look at, like, Duda in Poland, right after this thing was signed, Duda is an authoritarian. But he is right on the border. He faces it's in his face, the violence Russia will do. And he gave a very complimentary statement about it.
Yeah.
But here's my point, Tom. I think, Peskov, what he's trying to do is he's trying to focus in all the pro-Russian forces in America. What he's doing is stick to debt. The debt America will go in. In other words, it was sort of like a reverse psychology virtue signaling. And to tell you the truth, if that's too deep, I'll tell you this, Tom. US Code 22, forbids anyone registered as a foreign agent from influencing members of Congress. In other words, you're a foreign, Mike Flynn can't be a lobbyist, technically, right? So I think they need to do that with these bots. I think because the real focus of the Kremlin, I'm just going by pattern analysis, is to influence military leaders. All this influencing Marjorie Taylor Greene, yes, but even Congress is part of that's noise. That's a secondary mission. Their primary mission is to influence general officers in any country. Any country they target, they want to influence general officers. As a matter of fact, I think they've been doing it to Mike Flynn for years, and it's scary. And Mike Pence, Kristi Noem, she said some horrible things about Mike Pence. I'm the last person to defend Mike Pence, but I think Mike Pence is on a crisis of faith. He's starting to see the evangelical movement as political.
I think you're right. And Kristi Noem is desperate to become Donald Trump's vice president. She will say or do anything. I mean, she was on TV this weekend saying, you know, well, if a 10-year-old girl gets raped, you know, she has to give birth to the baby. It'll be a great gift. I mean, you know, words to that effect, right? It's just, it's getting weird. Dave, thank you. Spot on. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's up?
Yeah. Hey there, Tom. I wanted to point out a company called RealPage, and they have a algorithm. This has been written about going all the way back to 2007. And they are a company that has bought their main competitor that was approved by the Department of Justice in 2017. And they have an algorithm that they call Vista Software. And what they've been doing across this country is they've been colluding with the property managers and the people that own all these different rentals, whether they be apartments or even single family homes. And they run this data through their little algorithm, and it's jacking the apartment prices and the rent prices through the roof.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them?
I have, and not just them. There's several rental management companies, essentially. You buy a property, you buy a house or something, and you hire one of these companies to take over management of it, and they do everything from maintenance to billing to credit checks and things. Go ahead.
No, that's not what these people do. They're strictly on the financial side.
I see.
What they're doing is they provide a service, and that service is what sets your rent price.
Right. Well, that's what a lot of these management companies do, too, and I think they hire companies like this to come up with what the rent price should be.
Well, what's so dangerous about this company is they bought the next biggest competitor that they have. And it was approved in 2017 by the DOJ. They now have over 19 million rentals and houses in their portfolio that they control. They're one of the biggest threats to the rental property. The ones that you're talking about are the smaller management companies, and they don't use this Vista software.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do it more the old-fashioned way with in-house. You know, they'll call around the area, they'll look around the area. They do a small, but these people are doing this, and there's two investigations going on right now. So, if you would, you might want to get up to speed on it. The SEC's looking at them because they just went over $10 billion worth of property that they've got their hands on, and the Department of Justice is looking at them for colluding, and that's what they're doing to fix these prices.
Interesting. I'll check it out, Ike. I made a note when you mentioned them. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Is the Supreme Court going to help Trump? And what's going on in Louisiana with child labor?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zap.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. On our next show, Todd's going to be back in the studio here in Madison, and we'll have our normal Tuesday tangents with Luke Mathers and talk about a town hall on the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Great food, fitness, recreation, and more. Find your big deal and save at WRJN.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.